When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Say, if you're planning a summer vacation and you're worried about high gas prices and inflation is chipping away at the old family fund, maybe stay in the state of Minnesota and visit Giants Ridge, because it's more than golf, although it's the Legend and the Quarry are two of the greatest golf courses in the state. But it's also great dining, great accommodations, hiking, nature trails. It's becoming a mountain bike destination. But that golfing is fantastic. The 25th anniversary of the Legend is coming up June 28th. That really sparked the interest in golf in northeast Minnesota. Giants Ridge will have a 37-hole special all summer between June 4 and August 29. Play the Legend and the Quarry on the same day with lunch on them at the Wakuda Grill, which features the one of the finest and most peaceful lake overlooks in all of northern Minnesota. View 3D course flyovers of the Legend and the Quarry at GiantsRidge.com. It's going to warm up one of these days, and you're going to want to pack up and head to Giants Ridge, and you'll be able to monitor the old family budget that way. GiantsRidge.com.
Beautiful.
Should have done that and then played the song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we could have done that.
Yeah, we could have done it.
You want me to play the song again?
No. Are we on the
Yes, we are.
We're on the air, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
May 7th, baby.
What's that?
Circle it on the calendar. 60 degrees. That's when the garage door opener
It's 70.
Oh, it's 70.
We're going to have the garage door opener in July.
It has been pretty amazing. We did have 70 the other day, Saturday, but...
did it hit 70 Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
It came with a 90-mile-an-hour wind from the
and
south.
And sun showers.
From the south, yes. I was over at the softball, baseball. They were both playing. The first weekend, they've both been home. But the... They face the opposite directions, right?
Are you talking about the U?
The U, yeah, the softball and baseball. So the softball gals had a 25-mile-an-hour wind to their back, and the baseball guys had a 25-mile-an-hour wind in their faces.
It was more than 25.
For a while there in the morning, it was howling. And they had a...
So do we set a record number of home runs for the softball game?
No, because the gal who was pitching for Maryland is a 6'1" sister who throws pretty good, and we couldn't get the ball up in the air to take advantage of that. So, but they had a full house. They had 1,000 people there for the soccer. I mean, for the softball. The lads lost a couple of 2 out of 3. But anyway, it was interesting. The other thing is, the Big Ten Network has Big Ten Plus.
I'm aware.
Big Ten
Plus.
I'm unaware of that.
So
you
Big
have it.
Ten Plus. They basically set up cameras, right? Mm-hmm. And then they run them computer-wise from some places. So they don't have a guy out there or a gal with the cameras. So the center field camera at the softball game
was shaking.
They don't also have the mounting, the high buck mounting, you know? Mm-hmm. So people, I looked at the screen, and the screen's going like that.
It's like the Blair Witch Project.
Yes, right. The screen's going. This one guy that did the PR, the SID for softball, there's his mother texted him and says, "I was trying to watch, but I'm getting sick." You know, the waving is.
Did you watch the Blair Witch Project?
I did.
What was in the building at the end?
That's the mystery, Joe.
Would they? I mean,
nobody knows.
It really bothered the people who went in there.
Oh yeah.
What was it?
It was some type of disturbance.
Why haven't they made a comeback movie? That thing was a big success.
It had to be 20 years ago, didn't it?
It was. I was still in school, so it's more than 20 years ago.
I never went to it. I'm not a big on. I haven't done much with it.
That was one.
I did like the original Halloween. I loved, but I'm not real good on horror movies.
This is my.
Not me neither.
This is my second Mankato reference today, but. When that movie came out, that's the movie all of us guys had to take the gal to, so they sought comfort.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pat, I've gone from giving a Byron Buxton update to now saying, please don't get hurt.
Please don't get hurt.
Please
yes.
don't get hurt. He is so good.
Wow. That ball was crushed.
It's 62 years of viewing the Twins. That's one of the best swings I've seen in 62 years because it was up and it was hard. I think it was 98. And he got on it and got up there and hit it. And 469, they estimated. Longest walk-off home run of the StatCast era.
Wow.
I said, which started in 08 or something, where they started.
I saw that, but then I was interrupted. I didn't see. Did they leave him alone when he crossed the plate? Because don't jump on him or
don't
throw cold water on him. Don't do anything.
They weren't as vicious as they normally would be.
No, they would not. They don't want to hit him.
Don't touch him.
They don't want him to get that tingle back.
They don't want a tingle.
Don't want a tingle. So I have a little problem here, though. Right. I love him. He's a great player. I've been saying, how long here, Reavers? They're 20% better in all areas.
You have been saying that for a minimum of 7 years.
When he plays, they're better in the field by 20%. They're better on the mound by 20%. And they're better hitting maybe more than 20%. But I have now have people comparing him with Puck as a great twin.
Mm-hmm. No.
He has played, as of right now, 40% of the games the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. 225 out of 561, I believe it is. Puck, from 1985 to 1993, averaged 157 games a year, which meant he missed five a year. And then the next year was the strike year.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
So he played 108 of 111 that year. So...
And what about 95? Did he not?
95, he got his one injury. He only played
100. Oh, that's right, because that's the year Martinez hit him, right?
Yeah, but that happened at the end of the
season.
But yes, he did miss some games that year.
So you're not ready to proclaim Buxton yet.
Wonderful talent, but...
long ways to go.
You got to play, kid.
Yeah, we got to see you.
Plus...
Now, I did say to Judd today, you know, he fought back gamely and missed only five games with a tingle.
With a tingle.
And look at that slacker Puck. He only was blind in one eye when he quit playing. He could have kept playing, you know. You think, Buck, you gave him vision in one eye, Buck would be out there, wouldn't he?
No.
That would hurt the depth perception on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball.
I don't know if he could have hit that one with only one eye.
Right.
But, you know, Puck... Puck did. He did get hurt. He did go blind. So that's
plus, he also has this... difference where he's got two rings that he had a slight helping hand in.
Yes, but in Buxton's defense, he has gone through the process a little delayed compared to most great players of learning how to hit in the big league, of getting better and better and better. And the way he got better was to tell people to stop telling him how to get better.
Right.
About 3 years ago, and saying, I'll do it my way. Stop telling me to get a leg kick and all these other nonsense. And by the way, don't hit like Joe Mauer. I'm not blaming Joe because Joe never gave me this advice, but he would take strike one down the chute and think, okay, to get ahead in the count, to get into a hitter's count, fastball down middle, that's a hitter's count. Strike one is a hitter's count, and he knows that now. And, you know, I'm rooting for him, but I'm not ready to crown his ass to quote
Denny Green.
He is who he thought he was.
By the way, when he came up to the plate, and I said this to the bride sitting next to me, I can't believe they're pitching to him.
Now,
I can't believe La Russa pitched to him.
Well, I had the good fortune of stumbling onto the White Sox post-game TV.
Oh, mm-hmm. boy.
Ozzie Guillen and Big Frank Thomas. Oh. And Ozzie is hysterical.
Really?
And he says, you can't pitch to that guy. I can see what Tony's thinking arises next, but you can't pitch to that guy. Yeah. And he's going on and on. And
because the winning run was already on and first base was open.
Yes. Big Frank, who's always boring, and when he makes national appearances, is looser than hell on that
show. Is he really?
Too. And they got a host, and he's almost a ringmaster, just like
Ernie.
Just like Ernie is with the basketball guys. And Ozzie is fantastic. Ozzie, and his English is better than Tony's. You know, you can hear him. So
what are they going to do about Sano? This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
89, I think. He's hitting 89.
Yeah, it's under 100.
.89.
The other day, my guy Smalley, I love Smalley. We all both love Smalley. We go back to covering him and the whole thing. But he's been BSN. Mm-hmm. He's got sent to the farm.
Yep.
And he's got
brainwashed. He's been conditioned.
He's got brainwashed. Manchurian, yeah. A Manchurian announcer, you know. He's not as bad as some of them, but he's been trained. So the other day.
He's had BSN training.
Right. He's had the other day. BSN training. BSN.
BS-N.
Yeah. But they were talking about how Miguel is laying off the bad breaking pitches, and he's taking better at bats, and they were going on and on, and I had to say, never heard so much praise for a guy hitting 86, which is what he was hitting at the time. I don't know. He just can't get to the fastball anymore.
No. He's just got to try to, he has to stop attempting to hit that pitch. I think that would help him a little bit.
Well, he's got a shortness. He's got, you know, Buxton starts from a lower position and finishes big, but he doesn't have that big swing he used to have.
Well, is anybody talking to Sano every day?
Oh, I'm sure he's getting more advice than a man can stand, and he is. You know, he does look better. He does look like he's moving better.
He plays a decent first base.
He's mediocre, but he's acceptable.
I'll give him this. The one thing you can give him credit for, he's always available. He rarely... You know, he doesn't go on the DL very often. No.
Who played shortstop yesterday? Urshela?
No, it was your guy, Nick Gordon.
Nick Gordon played.
Did you see the play he made?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that pickup, by the way. I think he's a player. He can hit enough.
Urshela? I thought Gordon was strictly outfielder.
No, he was drafted as an infielder. He was the number 5 overall pick way
He was
back.
Drafted as an infielder,
well,
and they made him play the outfield.
To throw from the he was laying down.
But what he doesn't get enough credit for is throwing it with that much accuracy from his butt.
Yep.
Urshela is a pretty good player.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
He's a better player than I thought. Yeah. But, hey, first place, baby. Mm-hmm. 8-8. Mm-hmm. If we can get to 84 wins, we might win her. The Whiteys, though, have had that bad vibe all year. Lynn got hurt in spring training.
Well, they have a bunch of guys out, don't they?
Yeah, that's, I mean, they got Eli's now hurt again.
Yeah.
They've just had... A lot of baseball seasons are just about the early vibe, and this one is not good.
They have not had a decent weather game yet.
No.
Well, the one I attended was okay.
What, it's 45?
No, it was almost 60.
Yeah. Where?
At Target Field. 50, the opening weekend against Seattle was okay.
The one day that the temperature was good, the wind was howling.
Right, Saturday.
Howling. This is, what was going on? I was watching a... where the bride and I were watching. We were watching a movie, I believe, in the afternoon when that thing rolled in and we had the room was dark. And I was frightened enough I didn't want to look.
Right.
It was loud and bad and God almighty. But it blew over fairly quick. So.
I drove through it and told Joe earlier, Pat, I had to wear my sunglasses to drive through that thunderstorm. It was a weird one.
Yeah, it was a sun shower.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But a hard sun shower.
How do you like your Wild after last night?
God, they're good.
They really are.
Are they? But once in a while, once again, they have a early lead. They get it. They blow it, and then they come back and win. Mm-hmm. Nashville had to win that game, too. They're still trying to make the playoffs, mm-hmm. so that's a nice win. How are we going to pay Fiala?
I don't know. He's earning every nickel.
Man alive, has he been good for months now? Mm-hmm. He was getting bashed early in the mm-hmm. season, right? Ah, I should move him, blah, blah, blah. He's going to have a 95 points. How they many games they got him. Left? Three?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to look at the schedule.
I think they got three left this
all
week.
All home.
Yes.
They're done on the road.
They're done on Friday. They're done on Friday.
They have three games at
Calgary,
home this week?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And the other teams that they're playing have no reason to win. So Calgary's locked up in the other division.
Okay.
And the Colorado's here for the last game of the year. They're not going to play anybody.
No, that's true.
Because they got to get ready for the first round. So
I can't find the damn
here. Why don't you hand it to me?
Look for the grid.
I got
look
it.
For
here.
The grid.
Yeah, the grid is right here.
The grid's right there. Then you kind of look across and you say like
Arizona, Calgary, Colorado.
Yes, and they're Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, is it or what?
It's Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Friday. Okay. Yep. And then the season's over, and the expectation is game one will be next Tuesday against St. Louis.
They have played 51-21 is 72-7 is 79 games.
Mm-hmm.
They got three left.
Yep.
So then we have the NBA team.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't get me going, because why can't you do that?
Or just part of the time.
Jeez,
but did we all think they're going to do it again?
No, I thought they'd have a no-show and get beat by 20, didn't you?
Oh, no, I thought they were going to win. I did think they were going to win, yeah. But then, of course, at the end, I'm thinking, they're going to do it again.
Emotional team leader Pat Bev, our guy, mm-hmm. we love Pat Bev, goes up and throws up two rocks, free throws. God awful. It's a free throw. You got to make one out of two. And gave them a chance. Tyus had a open three to tie it.
Yep.
And then they finally got Cat to the free throw line, and he made two. He's the guy you want at the free throw line. So, but it's been an interesting time, Joe, because play-in game, they win, everybody celebrates, but we all badmouth Cat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, the game won, you win, Cat's revenge game.
It's pretty
we
good.
Love Cat. Game two, yeah, so-so. Game three, no shows.
Clunker.
You throw the lead away. He's, get rid of Cat. We got to trade Cat.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he comes back with, what, 15 rebounds and 30-some points. So,
you know, speaking of that,
You know what the evidence is?
Hmm.
Like every other sport, they got good games and bad games.
That happens.
They have good games and
bad
games.
To me, it seems to happen more often in the NBA.
I think our expectation to see the same thing is higher, you know, maybe. Mm-hmm. And
do they play next?
Tomorrow night.
You know what the difference was? Yesterday, didn't get in foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Or Saturday, didn't get in foul trouble.
So it's tomorrow and then back here Thursday?
Friday.
Yes.
Friday.
Yeah.
Why don't we drag it out even longer, I wonder?
It ends
three
Sunday.
Weeks?
I think it ends Sunday,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a regular season when you got like the 3 days off. They do drag it out. There's no doubt about it.
This was submitted to us by a couple of listeners, knowing how much you guys love Inside the NBA, especially with Mr. Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, during the show, you know, at times you might lose a little bit of the control because of sophomoric behavior,
right?
With your crew. That happened on this show when Barkley was talking about wanting Cat to play inside, mm-hmm. In the paint.
When a guy's banging you, you spin off of him. Those are the worst defenders to play against, actually, because if you can feel their body, come on.
18 points
they're
for Joker.
All
only
laughing
nugget
it because he said what he said at the beginning.
69-59. Golden State shooting.
Shaq is laughing so hard after Barkley said that.
I didn't stay up for it. I was watching it for a while last night, but I couldn't wait any longer. But Shaq brought his egg cooker. Did you watch it last night?
No, I did not.
Shaq
I was watching the wild
some
game.
Big machine to make hard-boiled eggs.
Okay.
And they had it in there, and they were all waiting to unveil Shaq's hard-boiled egg machine that cooked the eggs.
Don't you just boil them?
Well, not these are like dry
Wait a
minute. Like dry.
This wasn't to play off of the protesters with Mr. Taylor, was it?
No, this was apparently one of their discussions the other day was about hard-boiled eggs and how they like Shaq loves hard-boiled eggs.
Who doesn't like a good hard-boiled
egg? I don't like them.
You don't like them?
No.
Oh.
I like
But you like egg salad.
I like egg salad with home-prepared eggs.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Okay. I like the egg salad.
It's been a long time since I had an egg salad sandwich.
I thought you always... Oh, no, ham salad.
We had another...
Tuna.
We had another dead chicken protest.
Hey, get this. I'm in my house Saturday... doing some paperwork at a table. I look out the window. There's a chicken.
There's a chicken.
A real chicken.
Did it escape Glenn Taylor's wrath?
And I knew that the neighbors had gotten some chickens. Because the kids like
them got loose. So heard the rumors.
I called the guy and I said, are you missing a chicken? He said, oh, no, I'm in Washington, D.C. I said, well, there's a chicken out here. Mm-hmm. I don't have chickens. Mm-hmm. So he sent the kid. One of the kids came over and grabbed the chicken.
Yeah. These chickens are tame enough they don't run away.
Yeah. And chickens really can't fly very long, if at all.
No. They're not.
They're lousy flyers.
You know what chickens' problems are? They produce eggs.
Right.
Which is the finest food there is.
Well, not for me, but go ahead.
It's a fine food because of its versatility.
Okay.
You can do anything with an egg. And then... guess what? You can do anything with a chicken, too.
Yeah.
Chicken is the easiest. They're tasty, and they produce eggs, and they're stupid, right?
This was a good-looking chicken, too.
This was a good-looking chicken, yes. All right. Robert De Niro, I appreciate that. Whatever his Jack, whatever Jack's name was. But
a good-looking chicken.
It was a good-looking chicken. But they are stupid. The hens, they go out every day and lay two eggs.
Yep.
And somebody comes and steals them, right?
Yeah.
Why don't they just say to hell with it?
Yeah.
I'm not doing this
anymore. Well, when I went out to...
I'm not sitting here on two eggs for another day and then have somebody come and steal them.
Well, this chicken...
dumb.
This chicken got into a corner of the yard... and it was just like the band in Animal House in the alley. Because the chicken just kept trying to get out of the corner. There was no place for it to go.
Not smart.
Not
that's
smart.
Say, not
smart.
Smart. When I told Judd this today, but I got to repeat it, though. I don't think Glenn Taylor to get off the hook on this killing masses of chickens because of the avian flu. Or not flu, avian, whatever it is.
Flu.
Can use the Richard Ricey method of disposing of chickens.
Which is?
To keep them. You get yourself a log, but you put it up, it's flat. It's, you know, it's not laying on the ground, it's upright. It's a stump. It's more of a stump.
Okay.
Than a log.
Yeah.
Then you get one of those bendy nails, you know, that you can stick something. And that stays there.
I'm
one
trying
of those bendy,
to follow this. Yeah,
bendy nails in there. You know,
bendy nail.
A bendy nail.
Yeah,
in a log.
Not just a nail. You got to have a bendy nail.
Yeah.
Then you take the chicken.
Yep.
And you put its head through there.
Yep.
And then you take a hatchet and you cut the chicken's head off. Yep. And that then they perish after they run around for about 15 seconds.
Yeah, they do run around a little bit.
As a kid that grew up with grandparents that harvested
that.
Poultry, the
you've
problem when you're it. The fast kid, you got one job. Run down the hill
chicken.
And go grab it and bring it back up to the barn.
Oh, you had the... Well,
that was my
did
job.
Why did they have the stump near the hill?
Because that way they would run flat. Straight down the hill and then they would stop. It was just that easy.
But they just ran around our backyard for about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
But... you know
did
what?
Richard raise chickens?
No, but he'd go out to the farm and buy a couple. He loved boiled chicken. I never liked boiled chicken, but he loved boiled chicken. He'd go out to the farm, buy a couple, throw them in a burlap bag, and like a few hours later,
fix them.
We'd have chicken.
Yeah.
And then you'd put them in hot water with the feathers and everything.
Who pull the feathers out. You even pluck them?
Well, you'd pluck them, yes, but if you were boiling them, you'd get the feathers in boiling water, and then it was easy to pluck them.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. But I was never, I was never expert. I just go out and watch him run.
Right.
And then I'd go retrieve one.
Speaking of that, yesterday I did make my purchase. You know the fine folks at Soda Stick. They make parody t-shirts for the local teams. You guys are familiar with them, right? They, on their Twitter account, posted their new Timberwolves-themed playoff shirt with the old Timberwolves logo, and it says Timber Chickens, in which they have the, you remember the old Wolves logo, except it's a chicken instead of a Timberwolf. And I said, I got to have me one of those, the Timber Chickens.
So we had a gal that was, we don't know what her plan was when she walked up behind.
Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking.
She was going to, and then she ran out on the, I guess she
was. Did she glue herself to the floor?
No. I guess she was going to confront Glenn.
Oh, sure.
But she ran past him.
But she must have been trying to get around her.
Here's all I have to say about that entire incident. I don't know who the Vikings are planning on drafting. You go draft that damn security guard. That guy was on it like that. He took her to the floor in a second.
Well, the outfit that's the pro chicken outfit is sent out a release that she was going. She was there, and somebody was there to videotape it. That was the other person.
Oh, that she was sitting next to.
Are these the PETA types?
It's some other. Yeah, I think they are, but it's not PETA itself. It's some other outfit. Huh. You know.
But if you see the video, I forget that somebody did name the security guard. I think it was Johnny Krasinski named him, and said he's a great guy, but basically said. He kept watching her knowing something was up.
When are the, how are you supposed to get, when these chickens all get sick?
Right.
What are you supposed to do with them?
The way you describe it would be very time consuming.
Yes, it would. Plus, if they already have the avian thing, maybe you don't want to eat them. I don't know.
No, you've got to get rid of them.
Yeah, their whole point of contention is the way the chickens are being extinguished.
Is this just one of Glenn's side businesses?
Oh, yeah, but it produces like how many hundreds of tens of thousands of chickens? There's a lot of chickens now. It's an egg farm, basically. Yeah, yeah. It's an egg farm.
A lot of upset chickens wondering why their eggs are getting stolen.
Yes.
Well, because
those roosters got a smile on their face at an egg farm.
When you take them to the hatchery,
don't they?
God, the basket was uneven.
I'm exhausted.
God bless Norm MacDonald.
Yes. By the way, we have a chicken shortage.
Well, there's a chicken problem. There's the flu.
Wings are hard to get.
Yeah.
Leanne Chin's. Oyster wings. No wings.
There's no wings at Leanne Chin?
No oyster wings.
What the hell is an oyster wing?
Oh, it's just sauce that they put on their wings. It's the oyster wings. They've had those for years. You know what I did yesterday, though? I had this, I think all the protests got me thinking about chicken.
Yeah.
I went to KFC. I drove 13 miles to the closest KFC. Got a big old bucket of KFC just for old times sake.
Really? I thought you'd be a Chick-fil-A guy.
Oh, I am. But not on Sundays.
They're not open on Sundays.
Not on Sundays. Yeah. We need an atheist to buy Chick-fil-A. Elon Musk, forget Twitter. Buy Chick-fil-A. Freedom of chicken. Come on.
I remember the sport that you two had with our former colleagues, Mr. Mackey and Mr. Pellicero, when they sat in the Chick-fil-A parking lot
for the
drive-through lane for about 20 minutes until they realized it wasn't open.
Yeah. Because, of course, if you've ever been to a Chick-fil-A, they're never not.
Right,
AI.
There's never not 29 cars
yes,
in
right.
line.
Right. It's never. So, what's your first hint? 10 o'clock.
That you're the only
place
one there.
All to ourselves.
Why is this? You know, although I have forgotten on occasion and headed off to the Chick-fil-A.
I just remember we got, that was one of the really good Roycey belly laughs that we got in the old 1500 days.
That's true. Let's see. So, we've covered the Wild. We covered the Timberwolves. We covered the Twins.
What NFL draft fever. What do you got?
Boy, I was.
When is that?
Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I think it's just the three days now. Yep.
I was going through the sports stations on the Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
Just the main ones. I only have the smaller one. Six stations. MLB Network, and then five that were talking about the draft. Mm-hmm. All the various things. It's unbelievable.
What? Bah.
Huh? It is.
Where did the Vikings draft?
12th.
But you know what? our new guy, Adolfo Mensa. He's doing his press conference tomorrow. And like Rick Spielman before him, I would guess he'll say, I've been getting a lot of calls. We could move up, we could move down, or we could stay where we are, right?
Yep.
Those are the, Rick always gave us this insight, and all the reporters and TV stations came out there to record the same horse poop
every
year and year. And I think this guy's got a chance to be even worse than Spielman. Because he doesn't say, when he did his first press conference, what, a month ago, Chris?
Yeah, something like that.
He was terrible. He was nervous. He was nervous. So,
boy, he's been quiet, hasn't he?
Yes.
You know, and I know the responsibility falls on my shoulders now, and very excited about that chance to do this.
He was talking about the draft there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. He seems like a nice enough fella, but he's not going to tell you nothing. So what's the sense in going
out
there?
It's official here. The mogul Musk takes Twitter.
Okay, so he's now got his own staff.
He owns the Twitters.
He's got his own staff.
Well, he hasn't yet, but I'm sure he will. This is the one I was looking for, Patrick.
The phone has been, whether you believe me or not, but I'm telling you, it's been the most active it's been in a while.
Now let's play what year did he say that, and you could pick any year.
Was that Spielman?
Yes. He's still without a job, right?
Didn't he take a job someplace?
Oh, I thought I read that he hadn't been hired yet.
He did not take that job.
No, Jacksonville did not hire him.
That did not fall through.
Correct.
Did you follow any golf over the weekend?
I don't believe in it.
I didn't. When was this format?
They started it about 3 years ago.
I don't like it.
Thinking that they would get a better field.
They had a good field.
They had a terrible field because they want to get these guys, but I don't care who wins.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's the best ball of your twosome all 4 days?
I think one day they play best ball and the other they play,
I don't like
the
it.
Other they play Ryder Cup. It's supposed to emulate the Ryder Cup, but except you're not playing for God and country. You're just playing and nobody cares. I don't the crowds the week before the Masters were good. Some of the crowds in Florida were great. It didn't look like anybody was there when I watched 20 minutes of it. I don't think it's a big seller there in New Orleans. Plus, New Orleans had basketball fever on Sunday, so they now lead the injured Sun, or they're tied with the injured Suns 2 games apiece.
A lot of the players went to the Pelicans game. A lot of
golfers. Did they?
Yeah, Victor Howard Jr. What's his name?
The Pels are turning it into a series, by the way.
Yes, because Booker's not playing in Phoenix.
Did they build the Pelicans a building?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not a grand one, though, but it's right next to the Superdome.
Because the Benson family owns them, don't they?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes, they do.
Because they used to be the Hornets, Joe. And then the Hornets changed their name in Charlotte to the Hornets, which they used to be before they moved.
The Charlotte Hornets moved to New Orleans, right?
Does Charlotte have a basketball team?
Yep.
Yes, they got a new team back, right?
Are they the Hornets?
They named them the Bobcats.
The Bobcats.
But then
is this the one Jordan owns?
Yes.
But he's not as strong in him as he was, but then they became the Hornets again, right?
And then
now they became the Pelicans.
Which is the radio nickname Joe wanted to have.
I wanted to be the Pelicans.
Now, would it have been Joe the Pelican Souchere, or would it have just been the Pelican?
Just the Pelican.
Okay.
Just the Pelican.
And remind me why. Why was that?
Because then you can win a national award.
Because then you win awards if you have a nickname.
You got to have a nickname.
But if you don't have a nickname, you got no chance.
How many second place finishes do you have for that Marconi?
7 or 8.
Look at Chris Russo, the sports guy.
Yeah.
He goes on and screams back at the old WFAN, right? And he's still screaming. But he's Mad Dog.
Yeah.
So he has his own network. If you were, you wouldn't want to be Mad Dog. How about what's a dog that's kind of easy to get along
Sup
with?
Dog.
Pitbull.
Pitbull. You could have been Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Yes. They wouldn't know if you were the rap guy. You know what I found can really offend people?
Why do you have the Royce throat in April?
I got a cold from my wife and have not been able to shake it. So
it's not the new variant, is it?
I have taken a test, and it's not.
Oh, that's good.
I don't care if it is. It's not going to kill me. The new one is. This Omicron.
Child's play.
As frightening as that Omicron name was, that's been a real wimp.
That was one of my favorite moments in the midst of the pandemic when you barged in here and just screamed, Omicron!
That's a spooky name.
Yeah, it was, because the first one didn't have any name. But this one, we've just decided to hell with it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's checking our sewage water, too?
Checking a lot of us.
I don't want that water. I don't want that job.
That's a bad job.
Checking sewage is, that ain't for me, man.
But what are they? They literally put it under a microscope or something? How do you find out?
I don't know.
That's a bad gig.
It is, man.
You know.
It is.
You got to be in a hazmat suit, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yes.
I wouldn't be wandering around down there.
No, walking around down there. You know, the ones in New York.
I don't want that.
Are like. I read something 20 years ago, and I don't think they've done anything about it. Hundreds of millions of gallons a day are just shooting back out into the water and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's not supposed to be
happening. There's a lot of people providing sewage in New York City.
Right.
Even though they're losing some population, there's still a lot of people providing sewage in New York, you know.
So. You know what a fin cycle is?
No.
At Giants Ridge, they have a fin cycle. It's a single rider electric golf, but it's a cycle. It's like a motorcycle.
Wow, so I get exercise.
A little scooter.
I get exercise.
No, you ride it. But you put your bag on the fin cycle and off you go.
Oh, I thought maybe you
You don't pedal
like
it.
An
no,
electric
no.
bike.
No, okay. It's an electric single rider electric golf cycle. That's just a part of the attraction up at Giants Ridge, and it's just fantastic golf at the Quarry and the Legend. Great summer special all this year, June 4 to August 29. Play the Legend and the Quarry on the same day and then have lunch on them at the Wakuda Grill. The lake view there is one of the finest and most peaceful overlooks in all of northern Minnesota. It's becoming a mountain biking destination. It's a great hiking and walking destination. Beautiful forests and lakes and peace and quiet. You can escape the noise from the rest of the world at Giants Ridge. And great 3D course flyovers of the Legend and the Quarry at GiantsRidge.com. And I want you to remember that for more than a decade, national golf publications have ranked the Legend and the Quarry at Giants Ridge near or at the top of the best golf destinations in this country. No, in the world.
Wow.
In the world. And they're right next to each other. Few other golf facilities in the nation can claim more than one public course in Golf Digest Top 100 list. So find out everything you want to know at GiantsRidge.com.
Very good.
Yeah.
So those hills up there, that's the Wakuda Range, kind of, isn't it? That's the name of the mountains.
Could be, yeah.
They're not mountains, but that's one of the most interesting. That's probably the most interesting area in Minnesota.
Geographically.
Yeah, it is, and what it used to be, and what it still is, and the thing about the Iron Range I've always noted is that everybody knows everybody as if it's one town. If somebody from Chisholm dies, you know. 25 miles away in Eveleth or wherever it is. There's, Lefty died. They all know each other. It's a very interesting place.
Close-knit.
Yes, it is. And
who was the Twins player from Chisholm that you killed off by accident? Wasn't he from Chisholm?
Chisholm.
Did
I kill off a Twins player?
I thought it was. Maybe I'm thinking of a different town. I thought it was Chisholm.
Are you thinking of the novel where the player, the dentist or the doctor in Chisholm was a major league?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
I thought Doc was the Doc who was from up there.
That's what it was.
And he wasn't.
Yep, that's exactly what it was.
He was still alive, yeah. Because I was telling somebody the other day, tell me how much they like Field of Dreams, and I said, well, not nearly as good as the novel. Shoeless Joe, you know, had Salinger in it.
Yeah,
and
you
had to change a lot of characters, and you had to, I've always thought it was kind of overrated. But in my old age, Costner creeps me out, so I have a hard time watching him. watching his movies, even the one I love, Bull Durham.
Oh, Bull Durham's great.
Probably the top three baseball movies. Eight Men Out and Major League.
Oh, Major League. It will never be top for me with Major League.
The Natural was pretty good.
It was good.
It was okay.
I'll put it in the top five.
But I'm sorry. In Major League, when the guy walks up to the plate for the Yankees and he talks to Jake Taylor and says, what are you doing back up here? And he says, couldn't cut it in the Mexican League. That is a fantastic line.
Oh, there's
what are you doing back here?
Incredible numbers. And the great thing about Major League is... the sequel was worse than Caddyshack 2.
Oh, God, it was bad.
The sequel was, how do you make that bad a sequel? You know,
Well, they did in Caddyshack 2.
I didn't realize they made a Major League 3.
Yeah, it was beyond unwatchable.
Beyond that one, so.
What are you doing back up here?
Couldn't cut it in the Mexican League.
And Euchre makes the movie.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
One bleeping hit, one GD.
He throws it to the backstop and says, just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Tim Robbins' last good movie.
He had another one.
The one where he was the Altman movie, where he was the, was an Altman movie when he was the producer. The producer.
I don't know which one you're thinking of.
I think it was an Altman movie.
Let's go out and enjoy this spring day.
God, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
The top, you know, I did have my first.
You got to wind them up.
I did have my first nice top experience, though. The neighbor kid, Owen, was in the driveway.
Yep.
And Owen, I always give Owen a big howdy, and I said, Owen, something wrong with my car. And then I hit the button and took the top down.
Yeah.
Owen freaked out, man. He told
How old
dad,
is this kid?
2.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Owen said, Dad, it's broken. And so I sucked in Owen, but next time I see him, I'm going to let him put the top down.
Yeah.
He'll be very excited about
it. Well, you'd have to be about 2.5 to fall for that.
Yes, you're right. But I figured we could suck Owen in on that one. I hadn't seen him. So anyway,
that's it.
Let's go to the bank?
Yeah,
why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
A beautiful lawn is just a click away. Hello, sports fans. You schedule that free in-person lawn care analysis and estimate right now at professionalturf.com. You do that, ProTurf will send a highly trained and experienced service tech to your home who will analyze your lawn's condition, then customize a 3-to-5-step fertilizer and weed control application plan that's environmentally safe and guaranteed for superior results. A beautiful, healthy lawn free of crabgrass, dandelions, and broadleaf weeds. Locally owned, Professional Turf, they've been serving the Twin Cities since 1982. Schedule your free in-person lawn care estimate today at professionalturf.com.
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugarcoated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.